Blog Talk Radio.
You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. The dream.
Yeah. Any weapon formed against us shall not prosper. Young niggas started with Uzi Noodles, now we eating lobster. As I walk through the valley with my ladder and flex, I'm the realest nigga in it, I just happened to rap. When they all thought we was finished, they was laughing at that. So I went and bought me a donut, flipped the ass to the back. Fuck, new jury, new whips on the way now. That's your bitch on the way now. Mama told me if you fall, never stay down. Stand up, nigga, I can never lay down. Wins and them losses, it come with being bosses. Shoot a pussy nigga in his head if he crosses. Take that shit to trap.
Good evening. Radio show, Rogue Nation Edition, meaning we say that if you're scared to say in public, we'll be recapping this week's topics and shenanigans. But let me bring my panel in. I got Sean Payne with me. I got my son Junior Junior with me. Also, Lisa Lee on the line. How y'all doing?
Wow.
Can everybody hear y'all clear me okay? Or am I too loud?
Lily.
Oh, I'm good. Can you hear me? Hey.
Can you hear me?
Trying to get my life together over here. Good evening, guys.
All right. Well, tonight I want to show y'all a clip about how the rest of the world is really looking and laughing at us and mocking the United States of America. It's sickening and driving me crazy, but this is all in our face. Internet, you can't look nowhere without seeing this BS. We're going to talk about it. Black staff. Also, it's a second story I want to show y'all for play for y'all. It's kind of in Mississippi where people are still being hung. And I don't want to say it. Well, I know why, but I just feel like it's the front and also, Tanika Jenkins is trending again. I don't want to look at these photos, y'all. Good Lord. Why are we still hosting it? Anybody?
Because
they ain't satisfied with the answer they got. Oh, God, I can't take it.
She still thinks she needs to do some stuff, and I don't know what's going on. I can't say it. I can't. So the photos are what? Of her body in the refrigerator or what?
Yeah, but why does it look like that fridge like there's no food in it?
Exactly. It looks like a basement. That's probably from probably doing some makeup.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But why is the food? It's a hotel that has to have food.
Oh, my Lord. They have popped up on my screen. I didn't even touch the screen and the photos have popped up.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Her body is like, something's going on here. Like, why is her body like bruised everywhere? My thing is, that has been taken when police is around. I don't see no tape. I don't see no markers.
No footprints. No.
Yeah. So, that's, yeah, I don't do that. We just keep doing stuff. Just keep. Let that family rest. Like, so police try to do what they need to do, because it's just ridiculous. Because they ain't arrested nobody, ain't questioned nobody. We're just going to keep on with the story.
Yeah.
Because can we just bury this? Because it bothers me. Like, I have a child. I'm like, good Lord. Let this child rest. So, I want to, y'all president, I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't know what to say anymore. Like, it's beyond
sad. Like, this man has no spine. He's ignorant. He's the definition of white privilege. Like, the ghost, I can't. So, where should we start? Let me start with this clip. Let me see if I can get this clip because I want y'all to see. I found this clip on YouTube, and I frankly thought it was flipping hilarious. Like, they laughing at us like we freaking clowns. So, let's play this clip right quick. See if y'all laugh like I laugh.
A devastating humanitarian crisis is threatening a small country on the coast of North America, the United States of America. Nonsensical rifle addiction. NRA is a constitutional disorder caused by a dysfunction of the prefrontal Second Amendment in the nonsensical cortex. It starts with an innocent Colt, but soon patients will show signs of shotguns, sniper rifles, and M16. While it's spreading like wildfire throughout the U.S., NRA seems unable to cross the ocean or the Canadian border. Many Americans are desperate. We Europeans can help. Let's help the American people fire congressmen instead of guns. Say nay to NRA.
Bruh, did you hear this shit? They laughing at us.
Hello.
Laughing at us. Like, oh my God. This video went viral. It's going viral over in Europe. Like, they're laughing at us. Like, it's a joke. Like, why don't nobody care?
Oh, this is a show. After so many episodes,
you're
tired of watching the same
squat
over and over again.
I think I got another panel member on the line. Kia, where you at, boo?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, sweetie. Have we done enough cussing as parents today? I don't think so.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
I said, have we done enough cussing as parents today? I don't think so.
Do you, boo? Do you? We are family. Did you hear that commercial we just played?
Yes, I did. I heard part of it, but yes.
I cracked up and fell out of my seat.
Okay.
They said, please help the world.
Can you blame
them? Huh?
I said, can you blame them?
Oh, yeah. So this fool didn't even acknowledge the damn four soldiers. What the hell was going on over there, y'all? What you think?
I don't think they know what was going on.
Say it again.
I don't think they know what was going on. I mean, that's the problem. That's why he don't want to say anything, because he know whatever he say is going to be backwards when the truth come out.
True.
Why are they so ignorant to this black woman? Like, I cannot.
Because she's a black woman.
I know, but there's
one on who's a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Represent, okay.
Well, no, that was the congressman. No, I was talking about the grieving of
white.
Do we know anything about these other three bitches?
No.
But you're going to be a black woman. I'm so sick of this shit, like, Jesus Christ.
And that was the only call to where he talked like that. He didn't talk like that to the other three parents.
Right.
They were white.
Please, I'm going to need people to start stepping up and calling this out. We're going to have to. Somebody's going to have to, oh, God, grow some balls.
That's the thing. Every time we do step up and tell somebody or try to call them on their shit, something happens to us. They make people disappear. I don't give a damn. I'm going to say what I got to say regardless.
I ain't stupid. Right. Motherfuckers just dying with the Black Lives Black Lives Matter movement. All kind of stuff. But it's cool. They can't kill us all. I know that. Because I'm unkillable. Untellable.
They afraid. They asses are afraid because they realize that it ain't that many of their asses left. That's all that is.
Exactly. And that's the purpose of the Electoral College, folks, for all y'all that don't know why we say vote and don't vote. But it's cool.
Yep.
I
said yep, because we are the majority. And if they got our vote, they wouldn't like it very much.
Mm-mm. Cool.
I think we need to take a commercial break for our sponsors. I think we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Don't go nowhere. You're listening to Rogue Nation Radio on the African American Talk Radio Show on Truth Network. We'll be right back. I believe this is a sponsor from the business Bishop Michael Bates Sr. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full-page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black. B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
Welcome back to the African American Talk Radio Show. This is Rogue Nation Radio. I am your host, Charlie Rogue, and my panel is with me. I have Shantae with me. I got Ike Turner Jr. Junior with me. I got Lisa Lee with me and Nakia on the line. What it do, family?
What's
good?
So I
got
a quick one to say, but before that, what y'all think about the NFL issuing this policy that they want everybody to put, let me try to put testing for the sponsors, but they want everybody to stand up.
I know nothing
about
football.
They think that we can't. Well, they think that we ain't gonna actually go ahead and create our own league. All of that is bullshit, which is exactly what we need to do.
Master P. Yeah,
I'm
gonna play that. Master P.
It's Ice Cube. It's Snoop. And two other people. I can't think of who the other two people are. But yeah.
They are and Diddy. Bruh, I said this 2 weeks ago. I just said this. We need to make our own damn league. I'm psyched, damn it. I'm putting that on. Let's do it. Anyway, yes, y'all don't know. Master P was on YouTube. Somebody was interviewing him. He was interviewing him because he has his own basketball league. And he was like, hey, we need to start a black football league. Kaepernick needs to start.
Right.
Let's go. Let's do
and
it.
And Cube has his own 3-on-3 league, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about Snoop. Exactly. We got enough damn people and power to do it. We will knock the damn NFL off their ass. Like, we can do this. Let's do this shit. We got some time. I'm sick of being first in a team or a system that don't even want me there. Take my business somewhere else. How about that?
If all the players call in sick, the whole league will shut down.
Hey, what that is, cop suit, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Back, man,
all-white athlete. They're trying to keep all of our all-white athletes.
Lily.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all started talking about football and I went left. Hey, I don't know about the body.
My bad.
My bad. It's like, as long as they cute, that's what I like.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Y'all
can hear me.
Like a lace chip crumbling right here.
Because
I don't want a snack. That's what that is.
You're
going to have to
talk
about
that.
I'm
making
that. How about that?
Hold off on the zoo-zoos and
wham-whams.
5 minutes.
Get to the mic. Put your lips on the mic. Y'all have to agree. I just got to do it. I know. Y'all know we're getting there. I'm sorry. All right, now, so I have another clip that I want to play because something's going on in the news. We don't have enough time to pay attention to stuff that we need to be aware of, like people being hung in 2017.
Oh,
something is look like, really? We gonna keep letting them go on? Like, damn.
I hate to tell you this, but in Mississippi, they actually chopped off two black men's heads and put them on the family's doorstep, and this was 7 months ago.
What?
I ain't heard nothing about that. What now? Who?
You're not going to hear anything about it either. It was
okay,
two
so
black
let's
men
revisit.
In Mississippi
we need some guns.
That they... Honey.
My blood is boiling.
Guns ain't the only answer. Guns is not, because the minute we go get guns is the minute these motherfuckers are going to pull out tanks because it's a plan for all this shit. If you didn't know, they're building a FEMA camp in Illinois.
I could see that.
Or something. When they're going to get our damn firearms. Every black person, let's go. Cabela, let's go. Where do you want to go? We can pick anywhere. Let's go to the gun show and arm ourselves.
I'm not saying we don't need to arm ourselves, but what we all need to do is read the paper that was written by a white man saying how to control the Negro when they get ready to overthrow. They already got a plan for when we get our guns. So until we read their playbook and decide to overthrow them outside of their playbook, I don't win because we don't know how to come together.
Right. Everybody, like, when is it going to take everybody to wake up? Okay, we need to be on the same damn agenda. Let's go.
Right.
Like,
they had already wrote and published their damn playbook. We got the fucking advantage, but we won't even read the shit.
Nobody want to lead, nobody want to follow. That's the problem.
Right.
And that's everything. Everybody want to feel like they running some, but don't nobody.
I don't know what that was.
Everybody can't be leaders, bro. Everybody ain't built that way.
Somebody got to do it. They have to start somewhere. Like,
well, you can't have
9
leaders.
Well, okay, well, do we know anybody running for office other than, who is though?
Why does it have to be somebody that's running the office, though? It don't have to be.
We got to start somewhere, though.
Well,
we do got to start somewhere. But you know what? We do got to start somewhere. But these black little leaders that we got, even in St. Louis, outside of St. Louis, anybody that's in government ain't finna help us.
Right.
Where are these celebrities with all this money that they can buy us these arms and arm their own people and arm their own hoods? What about them? I'm not going to say that they ain't corrupt because the music industry is corrupt as fuck too, but let's just be real.
And that's what's going on.
You're going to overthrow the government or the music first.
People don't want to follow that because everybody's in that.
Well, people are
homosexual.
What is the thing about the Black Lives Matter movement?
All of them homosexuals, so no,
oh,
nobody really.
That's a fact.
But that's still a fact, though. That's why people don't
want to
get behind it.
It's not that. It's like you don't have a clear point. Like, we don't have, what's the organization? Where can I go right now and register for Black Lives Matter? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
stopping with this fucking hashtag.
You can't, because it's owned by a white man, and they don't want black people. You can't register, honey. It's owned by white people. They don't want us to register. What they want is a black face that's going to say what they got to say so that they can identify those who do think that way. They don't want us to register, because that means we come together.
Right. Hey, side note. Side note, real quick. Let me tell you something. This Black Lives Matter, because they in my neighborhood, as we speak, I had to roll my window up because they loud. That being said, this Black Lives Matter, my beef with Black Lives Matter, y'all mad. I ain't protesting. I'm just saying, I got beef with Black Lives Matter, because y'all care when a cop kills somebody, but who said something when this little girl, this little six-year-old got shot in the head? Who said something when, what, 3 weeks ago, a little boy got killed out here? Nobody say nothing when they out here killing kids, they out here killing pregnant women. They just shot the chick at the gas station yesterday, having a candlelight vigil for her brother who was killed at the gas station a week ago. It's bullshit. Give a fuck when it's a kid getting shot. Care when it's black on black crime, not just when it's a white cop killing a nigga. Come on now. Y'all got to do better. Y'all got to do better. It ain't just about cops killing people. Y'all out here killing people every day. So tell little Nico around the corner who just said he's going to kill somebody, tell his ass to sit down. It's irritating.
All that shit. They got to start somewhere. Somebody got to stand up. It won't be my child, though. Next generation,
right,
that was in that shit, because, hell, I don't really know that many real thugs out there no more, so
yeah.
We might be killing that off.
No, you're not.
What you,
no,
you know, it's all,
we're not.
Fake thugs out there.
Not all of them, honey.
They ain't going to fight. But they don't shoot.
They
don't shoot.
They just shoot your ass and keep it moving.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
And then go to jail and cry and snitch on everybody.
Exactly.
All right, now let me say this right quick before we get off topic. Anyway, this is from Mississippi, and good Lord, he has just said folks' heads were getting cut off and put off on people's doors. So anyway, let me play this clip right quick, and we will discuss it. We'll be right back.
Breaking news now, the Justice Department and FBI are investigating the case of a black man found hanging from a tree in Mississippi. A law enforcement official tells CNN that man is believed to be 54-year-old Otis Byrd. You see his picture there. Police found him earlier today, about a half a mile from his home. Byrd had been missing since March 2nd. A friend on that date dropped him off at a nearby casino. The sheriff of Claiborne County has just spoken about this moments ago, and here's what he said.
We got down there and we seen a man that had probably some bed sheet tied around his neck.
Was there a bag found over the head?
It was a cap that was put on his head.
Trying to determine whether it was suicide or murder. And of course, when you hear about a murder in this way of a black man, you're talking about Mississippi, people think about
right.
Whether this could be something horrific like a lynching.
Exactly.
What more do you know at this time about Otis Byrd, who he was?
Well, we know that he had a criminal record. He was sentenced in 1980.
Did anybody hear about this story?
No, but why are we holding this man against? He's a criminal. He got a criminal record because he was arrested back in 1980. And he could have jaywalked back in 1980.
Why not? I knew one of y'all
and got
went
locked
that
the fuck
out.
Up. Because I'm just saying, come the fuck on. 1980?
Why does the funny thing you say that he's a criminal? He got a criminal record. How about this man hanging from the tree? Fuck that.
That was the first thing I said.
I'm like, that's some racist bullshit. But they were not talking about this Las Vegas sugar like he was a fucking pope or something.
Hey,
he was just
he was a great Catholic.
Yeah,
Hey, that's the white media for you. Hey, it's so sad today he was hanging from a tree, but he was a criminal, so who cares, right?
I'm so sick of this shit.
I'm trying to catch all bodies. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Period. I'm catching all
you
bodies.
You did not just say that.
Mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again.
Move if you want to.